We can pick up where we left off on the Rays discussion. The Rays using the playoffs to promote their plan to split home games with the city of Montreal via a graphic on the outfield fence. Again, nothing against the players. Those guys are playing their ass off. It's the ownership group that seems hell-bent on destroying any connection they make with the community. But today's It's Okay, It's Not Okay. As infrequent as this may be, it happens sometimes, we get inspiration from The View. Sarah Haynes, is she a View panelist?
From what I understand, yes, without knowing much about The View, yes.
She has a 5-year-old son, a 2-year-old son, and a 3-year-old daughter with her husband, Max. And she said bedtime with those three kids is really raucous. I can imagine it is. When my son was very young, getting him to go to bed was a chore. You'd sit with him. You'd read to him. You'd have to stay in the room until he fell asleep. Otherwise, you wouldn't have it.
It's worse when they're not babies, right? Because babies, you just have them lay there and maybe they'll cry. But when they get to be a certain age, they don't go to bed. But then they'll be just busting out of the door doing God knows. You can't just put them in a crib and say, okay, you're going to sleep or at least be in here.
Uh-uh.
They're going to break free and, you know, stick their fingers in the outlet or do whatever they do.
Right. You have this image in your head of all they want to do is jump from the top rope of their crib.
Yeah.
Grab a fork and jam it in the electrical outlet. So it's an effort. With three young kids, I imagine that is, well, three times the effort. She has come under fire, this Sarah Haynes, because people criticizing her say that it is disgusting and it is prostitution that she barters sex with her husband if he puts the kids to bed. Is it okay or not okay to use sex as a bribery tool or motivator in your relationship? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I would say that if you're using sex as a bargaining chip, you're basically admitting that you're not having sex as much as you could or should be, and that it is reserved as a tool for bargaining.
Well, it's very slippery because you're when you're using it that way, you're kind of saying if it wasn't for this bet, I wouldn't be having sex with you.
Right.
So then that leads me to believe that maybe she's not super into having sex. And I don't necessarily love the idea of a woman having sex that she doesn't want to have, even if it's with her husband. It walks a fine line between this and the maintenance sex, where it's, you're just having sex just to keep the spark alive. Like it just to keep it going. You're having sex no matter what. Except here you're putting some parameters around it. And as a woman, you're getting something out of it. So is it, man, that does kind of sound like prostitution when you say it like that. I think that the rules are different in a marriage where if you're both, it's fun and playful and nobody is having sex outside of consent.
Right.
Then I think it's okay.
If you need to use it as a, like, say you're having sex twice a month. Probably not enough to keep that connection alive.
No, probably not.
And you know that. So a fun way to have a little more sex is, tell you what, babe, you go put the kids tonight to bed. You can have your way with me when you get back. And then he gets into the bedroom and you're just face down, naked on the bed.
I love that.
I mean, it helps both of you. It helps you both have more sex and be happy. And it helps you have more, you know.
Yeah, no, and I mean,
helps get the kids put to
bed. Is there really a, I mean, unless the woman is doing it against her will, but in this case, it's her idea. So I doubt that she's creating a scenario where she has to have sex if the idea of sex is disgusting to her.
Right.
So she's already somewhat in the mood, and I mean, is it, it's like a little twist on foreplay. Now we're involving it in a reward system, okay? Rather than your chores and you get a golden star for everything you do your chores and, you know, hey, you do this this week and you get an HJ. Hey, you do this this week and you get a, you know, finger in the...
So you, you go, hey, honey, you put the kids to bed, and when you get to our bedroom, there is going to be something waiting for you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She smacks it around a little bit, gets it all ready for you. That's the dream scenario. What's up, Kelly? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, Kelly. Are you okay or not okay using sex as kind of a reward for household tasks?
I think it's okay.
Now, do you think it's a sign of a healthy sex life?
Oh, yeah. Excuse my mouth. Yes.
Oh, yeah, love your mouth.
We've been together 20 years, and I have no problem bribing him with a BJ for $20 to Bath and Body Works, you know?
Oh, yeah,
it works every time.
You sound like a lady whose mouth hugs might be worth in the $50 range. You might be cutting yourself short there.
Well, you know, I get a little more.
Yeah, the street value on one of those bad boys is at least $75.
I have no problem being like, maybe I want some money. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'll trade you.
All right.
Oh, this is great.
That's good. You do it for household tasks, too. Like, hey, empty the dishwasher and you can bang my mouth.
Well, there's certain things, but absolutely. I mean, you know, lady in the streets that ran in our bedroom, I'll hoe all I want to.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Thank you.
I mean, that's the thing, is that I think in a way it can maybe even add to your sex life.
Ideally. Like, it makes it fun.
Yeah.
727-579-1025. D, okay or not okay to use sex as a transactional motivation?
I would say not okay. I would say that if she wants to do what she got to do, then you do what you got to do. And then don't make somebody feel uncomfortable. A man needs to know what he's got to do and let her do what she's got to do. And if she's tired and struggling with the kids or whatever, you know, just let her go. And then make the magic happen casually. Just float into it and it'll work. The magic will work. That's just kind of my advice. It worked for me for 18 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. 727-579-1025. It's an activity that can take a lot out of you for sure. What about stuff like yard work? Like, no guy really wants to do yard work. But, like, if you know the gutters need to be cleaned or you know the – that's not yard work, I realize. But, you know, you got to edge and mow and all that.
I mean, honestly, like, that grass ain't going to mow itself. And this ain't going to suck itself. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
So, like, if you're sitting there on the couch on the weekend and you know that grass ain't going to mow itself, she's like, hey, I couldn't help but notice grass is looking a little bit unkempt. Yeah, that's right. Tell you what, I will out of your and let you.
Whoa, I'm in.
If you'll just go out there and cut the grass. You wouldn't even be able to finish the sentence, and I'd be out there. Well,
see, that's the thing. I actually, more than anything, this has made me realize we need to implement some of these rules around my house. I'd be much more productive.
What's up, Laura? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. How are you?
I'm good, Laura. What do you think about this transactional sex motivation?
I don't really call it. I think it's perfectly fine, but I don't think of it as a reward. I think of it as if I have to put the kids to bed, and I've just cooked dinner, and I have to do everything. Then I'm not going to have time to have sex with you because I'm going to be exhausted.
Yeah, or the motivation. So, you know, mama needs a little pampering time. Give you time to get in the bathtub, you know, clean that filthy thing up a little bit.
Oh.
I'm sorry. And then when I get done wrestling those damn kids, it should be like an hour. Finally put them to bed. You get in there and she's like, you ready for bedtime, baby? Like, it gives you a little oasis time all to yourself.
Exactly. Sometimes she... come home and, like you said, clean that thing up. If you know, work all the time, you're not shaving all the time. You're not pampering yourself. So it's not really holding it over their head of this is the only way you're going to get it. That would be wrong.
You got a big old bush?
Not right now because he put the kids to bed last night.
Atta girl. Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
All right.
Have a good one. She trimmed it down for him. See, that's the motivation right there when she's like, you know, we're going to have sex tonight anyway. But you're either going to deal with this gigantic George Bush or this Brazilian like Pele.
Oh, man.
What's up, Troy? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Real good, Troy. Thank you. How about you?
Good, good. I really called about the raise, but on the subject of the sex,
yeah.
I'd tell her, go ahead and start running around the block, get that thing sweaty, and I'd go in there and knock the kids out, and I'd be there for her.
Hell yeah, buddy. That's a way to
and
go.
I'll be good in the hood.
Hell yeah. What about the raise?
Wait, so she doesn't have to clean it, and you're going to put the kids to bed. Is that what I'm gathering?
That's a win-win for her.
You like a little musk on that thing.
You know, you're just going in there trying to knock it out because you want to get to bed, too.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So about the raise, though, you got to look at it from a different perspective, from a business perspective. I think it's a good idea because of the lack of attendance that they've had. The variable we don't know is how many season ticket holders have 80 game tickets. They sell smaller packages, so they might see that out of 5,000 season ticket holders, 4,000 of them might have the 20-game package. Now you cut your season in half, you create a want, you're going to sell out or sell double them 40 games. Because nobody can go to 80 games. It's all corporate.
No, that's true, but I don't know that you're going to connect with the community down here playing half your games in Montreal. Then again, I can't imagine what it would be like to overachieve by putting a product on the field that is overachieving yet underpaid, and then your fans still don't support you. That's gotta suck. Like, that's gotta feel real empty, right?
Well, Finn Dave just sent a tweet where he pretty much proved the point that they've been doing well for a while now. I mean, every sport has ups and downs, but nobody gets the luxury of being it in the World Series or the championship every year. So across the board, they've been putting on a decent to fine product on the field for over a decade, and it hasn't been enough. It is a unique situation where winning does not cure all. It's actually maybe made it worse in some instances, because it's really shined the light on just how bad it is that you can't even get people here because we're winning.
I know one of the biggest things that people seem to complain about often is the location of Tropicana Field and how kind of separated it is from Tampa in itself. And I wonder if, you know, public transportation, though, like if we had more mass transit, like a light rail that would connect Tampa and St. Pete like that, if we would really do like a bigger thing to bring people in.
You know, you put a metro rail up where there's a metro rail stop over there in Tampa.
I believe, and I might be wrong, but you know, that new Howard Franklin is going to be insane, and it's going to have a full biking path and everything for you to go back and forth, but it's also going to have the space, although it's not initially planned, for a rail. So imagine you could get on some sort of rail scenario that would take you across the bay from Tampa to St. Pete. Maybe it makes it better, but honestly, I don't see them staying here.
No. 727-579-1025. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you living, Matt?
I think it's living good. I think it's absolutely okay.
Okay to use sex as a transactional motivator?
100%. 100%. Now, being married, it kind of goes with that. You know you're probably going to have sex, but it's a different kind. When you put the kids to bed, you make sure they're in bed.
Yep.
You come back, everyone's sleeping, all that. It's a different kind of sex. That's what I'm saying.
Explain to guys like John, who doesn't have kids, like what do you mean different kind of sex?
Is it good, different, or bad different?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's so you do something for her. She's like, all right, great. I put the kids to bed regularly. I have two kids, so we alternate.
All right.
But if I put them both to bed, it's like, all right, you come back, and it's just a different – I don't know how graphic I can get in the radio, but it's a different type of it.
Well, you got to give just one other word other than different is all I'm looking for.
Yeah, are you saying you're like
sloppier?
More tired, like more efficient, quicker?
Sloppier, yeah. No, sloppier's good. Sloppier's good.
So sloppy, passion.
She's more into it.
Okay.
She's more passionate.
Okay, there we go.
Passionate.
All right.
More passionate.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah, Daddy. Put those kids to bed, Daddy.
I would think you're both a little bit more exhausted. I don't know that leads to passion, but it's been a long time for me.
That is, I've heard other women say, you know, when you get into that phase of life, those are the things that actually turn you on.
Right.
Is that it's, oh my God, he unloaded the dishwasher. Oh my goodness, he got the kids to bed. It's not, you know, the things that used to get her going in earlier days. It's not the same anymore.
What if we extended this a little bit to include, like, let's suppose your wife goes, hey, I'll tell you what. I've been looking at this diamond ring at Golden Diamond Source that I absolutely love. if you get me that ring, I'll give you that threesome you've been asking for.
That would feel wrong. Like, I don't think I'd be as into it. I don't want it to feel that, you know, if she says, hey, you know, take out the garbage when you get home and I'll say, okay. But if you're not talking about something that could be career or life relationship altering based on a financial purchase, I need her to be 100% as into it as I would if we're going to like take the risk of doing it.
See, I don't know that a lot of guys agree with you. I see your point, but I think there are guys out there who would want that to happen so badly that they wouldn't care about anything.
Right, right. Now, if she's got a special friend in mind and she brings her in and she's part of the deal, that's enough to get your emotions going. Now, okay. I'm just blank slate, threesome, I don't know anything about it. You know, maybe if there were some specifics on hand, you could weasel me into getting that ring or necklace or whatever. Pearl necklace.
I mean, isn't this like one of the most stereotypical situations in like sitcom and consumer media, though?
Oh, sure.
You know, like it's always like, hey, you know, you do this, you do that. Or, you know, buy her the thing that shows your love.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're going to get some.
Yeah. It has kind of been brainwashed into society that is a thing. It's not like this lady just created that on The View.
I hate to go back to this, but I'm going back to this. So suppose your wife has a friend in Vegas and she's been after you to go to take her to Las Vegas for a vacation.
Okay.
But she says, tell you what, babe, you get us two nights at the Bellagio and I'm going to have my friend come over. And I've been curious about it anyway. And if you take us out there, we'll make a party of three happen.
Now that the way that's framed feels easier to accept on my behalf. It's just because then it's not just get me this thing and then I'll give you something that I think you want. Then it's more about I want to do this and this is for us. Let's take this trip and do that. Then maybe.
Okay.
But it just being like, essentially, on the other hand, is what you're saying is for a certain dollar amount, I'll let you do something that I don't really want to do.
Right.
But if I knew there was more enjoyment for all and more planning for all, then you're onto something.
You're a hell of a guy.
You got inside scoop?
727-579-1025. You're saying don't turn down a trip to Vegas. What's up, Rob? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
What's happening, buddy?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to thank you. That song sometimes is badass. I used to love James back in the day, but I only liked the one song, so I wasn't a James fan, but the song Laid was one of my favorites back in the day.
Good. Glad you liked it.
I thought it was one hit wonder, but now you got me hooked on sometimes. So I'll wear it out in about a week, but I'll enjoy doing it.
There you go. They still are a one hit wonder if Laid was a hit, which that could be debated all day long.
I didn't know of any other ones. I mean, it was actually a couple girlfriends of mine that was our song together.
So there you go.
It worked out. All right, man. That was it.
Oh, okay. 727-579-1025. Appreciate the call. What's up, Corey?
What's up, Drew? John, how you guys doing?
How you living?
Very blessed. Thank you for asking, sir.
No problem.
And this is why I love you, Drew. I just got a quick comment about the sex thing. You said, you just play devil's advocate for both sides. You're like, you know, with the Vegas thing, that does sound right, but it all comes down to the matter of heart, in my opinion. Why are you doing it as a bargaining tissue? You know what I mean? But I wanted to ask you about the raise.
All right.
I would say 65% or more people in Tampa, if you ask them who the owner or somebody in the office of the Lightning is, they would say Jeff Vinnick.
Probably.
I know that name personally. Exactly. So, again, I don't want to – it's not my place to bash management or anything like that, but I think somebody touched on it, the marketing and just getting that side of the coin out there to the public to say, hey, we're in this too. We need that go-getter attitude, and I think – almost as if management has become complacent. Does that make sense?
It does, but I don't know that it's complacency. I just think they have so much working against them. The very sport itself is less popular than it's been because it's just so boring. The product that they're putting out there is fantastic. They have stadium challenges. But, man, with baseball being as slow and boring as it is, there are certain people you're never going to get to a game no matter what you do. So I don't know how you overcome something like that.
Well, I had another quick thing I told, I think it was Joey.
Yeah.
But this is a crazy thought. I know the Mutiny is not huge in Tampa. I'm a lifelong soccer fan, and I think it's going to continue to get big in America. You know, what about combining stadiums, management coming together, doing like a coalition type thing, or a, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I don't know. I just... anything out of the box at this point is going to be better than the you know, common solution right now.
Agreed. It's better than thank you. Advertising in your outfield that you want to split games.
Have we not been hearing in America since the beginning of time that soccer is about to become big here?
Yeah, all my entire life. Like, soccer is the next big thing. What's up, Lisa?
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much. What do you think about today's It's Okay, It's Not Okay? That lady from The View is getting castigated because she dares to use sex as a motivator for putting the kids to bed. People are saying it's disgusting and prostitution.
No, come on. That's not how it is.
Atta girl.
I think you should be able to use that. It's fun, and if you're with a partner, it's all worth it. But what happens if you're the female partner and the male doesn't really want anything in return for anything?
That's really throwing a wrench into the whole thing. Is that
so? You're saying he'll do it, but he wants to do it. He does it out of the goodness of his own heart, not because he wants to get all up in them guts.
Well, not even that really wants to do it. He just doesn't do it and just doesn't care to want anything.
Now, we got problems now.
Yeah, you need Drew Lila.
If you're not, you definitely do need some Drew Lila in your life, because if you're not doing it, you're not connecting. Like, you're not sharing the most emotionally intimate act that two people can share. So you're not getting that oxytocin. The hug hormone, they call it. You're not getting that released, or anything released, I suppose, all over you.
I agree.
I don't want to get all up in your business, but like, how frequently are you having sex?
Once a month, maybe.
What would be the perfect number for you in a dream world?
Great question, John.
Twice a week, three times a week.
Mm. Have you addressed this with him? What does he say?
Nothing.
You said, I need sex a little bit more than you're giving it to me, and he has said nothing at all.
Correct.
Have you tried forcing yourself on him?
That's rape, John.
I don't want to rape anybody.
What can start as rape, and, you know, somewhere along the way, he becomes willing.
I'm sorry, you've been in this relationship how long?
10 years at least.
This is a crossroads moment. Kids together?
No.
What the hell? What are you waiting for? Cut and run. Yeah. Wait. What's the benefit of staying in it?
Go get some D.
You know, there's that thing called love.
Well, but I mean, is it love if he's not laying it down on the reg?
Sounds like you'd love to be pounded right about now.
Well.
Yeah, see, I mean,
that's probably why I called.
Yeah, I mean, after 10 years, obviously you're going to lose some of that initial magic that you had together. But with no kids, there's no excuse for him not to be giving it to you on the regular. Like, you ever tried, let me figure out how to put this. You ever try initiating?
Well, you know women.
I do.
Yeah.
I know women very well.
And I was turned down. But, you know, sometimes if you initiate and you're turned down, you don't really want to initiate again.
That is true. It's because, like, you feel rejected.
I'm sorry to say this, and I don't mean to be disrespectful. Do you have any concerns that he could be cheating on you?
No.
You just think he's just lost his sex drive? Is he an older cat?
No, not old. Middle-aged.
All right.
Got grown kids and... older kids. And
So, like, if you were to go to bed tonight, let's say he's already had sex with you the one time this month that he wants to. If you were to go to bed tonight and, like, right before you go to bed, you start kissing your way down there, he's going to stop you and be like, I don't know, I'm not in the mood, honey.
I'd say it's probably 75-25, 75 he probably might.
Oh, man. Oh, this is a problem.
Have you thought about asking him if you can have sex with other people?
It's a great question.
Well, I hate to put that out there. I wouldn't ever want to make a threat of it, but
not a threat.
If maybe that's something I should do.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not a threat. If you were to say to him, hey, listen, you and I have been very honest about the frequency issue. I need it more than you're giving it to me. You're not picking up what I'm putting down. I don't want to lose you because I love you. Can we explore me going out there and just getting randos to pound me? No emotional attachment. You know, you can tell them you won't kiss them or anything. No dinners out. No emotional stuff. They pound you. You know, it's better than cheating on him, and ideally better than ending a relationship that you like in every other regard.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes people aren't that contemporary and a little bit more old-fashioned.
Mm.
Is there any chance he wants to watch you get it on with another dude? And that's what's missing. He doesn't want to break it to you that he's a cuck.
Oh, that's a good one.
I might have brought that up a time or two.
Oh.
And did he respond by vomiting?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, it's common.
Prude.
Very common. Man, well, Lisa, listen, I wish you good luck. I hope you can find a way to overcome that, because that's a rough situation. Don't give up, though, and you deserve to be pounded as much as you want to be pounded, young lady. I can tell you really, really like it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh.
What?
I just had an article flash across my screen that I don't know if it's true or not.
Go ahead.
An actress stabbed her husband. We were just talking about her. Reese. Reese. What am I?
You don't think I'm gonna fall for a D's nuts joke, do you, John?
It's not a D's nuts joke. Just play along then.
Oh, with her spoon?
No, it was with a knife. I've been waiting since earlier to get you with that. I was really sure it was gonna go over well.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We don't often get good news when it comes to Florida Panthers. Not the team, but the actual Florida Panthers. But we did today, and I'm going to share it with you next.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.